Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. This is Daniel coming to you from quarantine. Yeah, I have been away for the past week. I've actually got the case of COVID, which is really unfortunate. But, you know, there's a lot of people that I know of who do have COVID at the moment. So, and I'm sure anyone listening to this podcast today will know that they have, will know people that actually have had COVID in the past few weeks. So, you know, this Omicron variant is becoming more and more common, and more people have gotten it or do have it at the moment. So it's just the way it's just what we have to live with at the moment. So yeah, guys, you know, I took a bit of a break from podcasting due to having the Omicron. You know, I woke up Sunday morning last week, had a bit of a fever, couldn't sleep throughout the night because I had fevers, and I had a massive migraine. The migraine is actually what led to me having a very poor sleep. And so I woke up at 5 a.m. the next day, really tired, really fatigued, had a huge headache, was feeling very hot, and that's when I had a bad feeling I might have gotten the Omicron. So I did get I got tested that morning, did the rapid test, turned out positive. Then I actually made my way into doing a PCR test because, you know, some of the time rapid tests might not always be accurate, which most of the time they are, but sometimes it can be wrong. So to be sure, I drove and got a rapid test, which only confirmed that I was indeed positive. So yeah, early on, I did have massive headaches, had a fever. The sore throat didn't come until like day two. Day two is when I started to I started to cough a bit more. When I started swallowing food, I could feel the sore throat. So that's when it started to occur. But yeah, you know, I'm feeling okay today. It's day six in quarantine. So this is actually my final day in quarantine, so which is pretty good. But yeah, guys, it just goes to show you do have to be very careful in where you go and what you touch, because to be honest, I don't know where or how I got COVID. I thought I was pretty safe and pretty careful. I do wear a mask out a lot all the time. I do sanitize regularly. So, but it just goes to show how contagious this virus is, you know, for me to get it. Although I do catch a train to work and stuff. So I don't know if that was part of it, but you know, just goes to show you can never be too careful in getting the Omicron. But yeah, so yeah, day six, so today's my last day. I'm feeling okay. Nearly all of my symptoms have worn off. Still have a little bit of a sore throat, but you know, I'm sure that will go very soon. We'll be getting tested tomorrow to see if I still have COVID. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I don't, so I can actually go back to work on Monday. But yeah, the guys, you know, it's not fun. I can tell you that much. Getting the Omicron is not fun. You know, the first couple of days I really struggled with sleep, and the headache was a big part of it. And yeah, guys, it's just about, well, so what I did is I took a lot of vitamins. I took vitamin C, I took vitamin D, took Panadol and Nurofen only when I really needed to. So just
came down to having your vitamins, drinking plenty of water. I can't stress that enough. So important. But those things helped my recovery a little bit quicker. So, guys, if you're in quarantine and you do have COVID, I highly recommend keep taking your vitamins, keep drinking plenty of water, and, you know, keep up your medication. I know a lot of people, some people don't like to turn to medication. That's totally understandable, totally fine. But it helped speed up my recovery process. So, yeah, fingers crossed, when I take the rapid test tomorrow, I come out negative. Although some people say that when you do have COVID, it's that you do have those symptoms and it does stay with you for at least a couple of weeks. So, you know, see what happens tomorrow. But yeah, guys, you know, I'm happy to be back on my podcast. I know that you listened to Renee and Aaron, who are on my podcast earlier this week. I think they've done a great job in running the show. You know, they asked a lot of good questions about each other. You got to know Aaron, who was on my podcast for the first time. I think it was a really good podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to those girls. I might have them back on later down the track. But yeah, guys, and then some of you did message me saying that you really enjoyed those girls on the podcast. So, you know, it's always good to hear good feedback, and thank you guys for that. So yeah, guys, you know, being isolated in my room for nearly a week now, wasn't fun. I did pass the time a lot, was watching Netflix, watching YouTube, you know, listening to other podcasts. It does really pass the time, you know, as well as sorting out my email and this and that, and just keeping myself occupied. So, yeah, the week has actually gone pretty quick for me. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to be one of the longest weeks ever locked in my room. But, yeah. The reason that I was locked in my room is because I do live with my parents, and I do live with my brother. So, living with family, I didn't want to give them COVID, so I thought the best thing to do was to isolate in my room. So, yeah, guys. I thought it was going to be tough being locked inside my room, but it wasn't as tough as I thought it would be. As I said, I kept myself occupied, watching a lot of TV shows, movies, etc. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad at all. It wasn't too bad at all. But yeah, guys, so I've also had a lot of time to think this past week and think about what's important in life, what we should focus on. So I'll run you through all that. So I had a lot of I think in today's society, people are more wary, people are more self-conscious about a lot of things. Could be about the pandemic, could be about body image, could be about what other people might think of them. And I do think social media has a huge, huge influence on that. There's a lot of content creators out there that want to prove something to themselves and prove something to their audience. And I feel like a lot of things now are going digital. A lot of people are on their phones. A lot of people are on social media, you know, putting up things that they want people to see. But, you know, as we know, with social media and what we see, especially with celebrities, it's not what translates in their life. So I think people want you to see what they want you to see rather than what's behind closed doors. And look, I get, you know, nothing wrong with that, but I feel like nowadays there's a lot less authenticity, and yeah, I feel like I don't think there's any harm in being authentic, you know. I feel like more and more people need to show their authentic selves, you know. own up to when they make a mistake, talk to more people about how they're feeling, and, you know, not being afraid to be judged on experiences that they go through, because I feel like the more authenticity we can bring to people that are close in our lives or to people on social media that we trust or that we want to speak about if we have no one close to us, I feel like the more vulnerability we show, then I think that leads to a pattern of other people starting to, you know, not being afraid to speak out in wanting to just tell you guys in how they are feeling or what they're going through. Look, you know, as I said earlier, a lot of people nowadays, a lot of people are suffering from depression, and a lot of people don't like to talk about it, especially dudes, especially guys. Guys, last thing guys want to do is talk about how they're feeling, and I know it's a, it gets a masculinity, the, you know, thing, you know, it's like the mentality of, oh, men don't talk about their feelings, only women do. But no, it really should go both ways, and I really do believe that guys need to start to show more of their feminine side and start to be open and honest about what they're going through and what they're feeling. And I think the more people do that, especially if celebrities do that and lead by example, I think that can start a trend in people wanting to open up and becoming more authentic. You know, I do look up, I do idolize a few celebrities like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I feel like, you know, he posts on Instagram all the time and he does open up a lot about, you know, the challenges he's had to face in life and what made him a better man. And, you know, those are celebrities I look up to because at the end of the day, they're being authentic, they're being real with their audience, and, you know, they talk about a lot of things that a lot of people go through. And, you know, it's about connecting with your audience in relating to them in that way, that, you know, we are human, you know. Everyone's human at the end of the day. We all go through our struggles. We all make mistakes, but it's how we pick ourselves up. And yeah, there's nothing wrong in needing help or wanting people's opinions in how you can overcome something, a struggle that you're going through in life. So yeah, guys, I feel like if we don't talk about things, I feel like if we don't open up to people, then then we keep that toxic energy inside of us, and that builds up over time, and that's what leads to depression, that's what leads to anger. And, you know, I feel like, I know I sound like a bit of a therapist going on and on about this stuff, but it's really, really important, especially for men, to show their vulnerable side and to come out and just, you know, be their authentic selves, you know. We a lot of people want to impress their friends, going back to social media, wanting to show people that good side of them rather than that bad side of them. So, you know, people think that, you know, social, I'm not saying all people, but I do believe some people think that social media helps them decide, social media helps them become the person that they want to be, because they feel like, you know, if they're popular on social media, if they're getting a lot of Instagram likes, Facebook likes, if they're getting a lot of clicks on TikTok or whatever, then you know, that makes they feel like they've been approved. People are looking for constant approval, and that's why social media is so popular. Everyone's on social media because people constantly want approval from other people. But what people don't realize is it starts with loving yourself, loving who you are as a human being, and being happy within yourself and getting that approval from yourself, that you can look yourself in the mirror every day thinking, look, I'm happy with where I'm at in life. I'm happy with who I am on the inside. And if you have that approval from yourself, if you feel happy within yourself, if you love yourself, then you don't need anyone else to, you know, you don't need anyone else to tell you, oh, you know, this person's cool, or this person isn't cool. Because at the end of the day, not everybody's going to like you. You're going to have people that hate you one day. You're going to have people that love you one day and hate you the next day. So guys, you know, if we base our self-worth on what other people think of us, then that's not going to get us anywhere in life. It's about what we think of ourselves. And if you love yourself, then you'll understand fully in knowing that you don't need anyone else's approval in where you're at in life or where you should be in life in terms of your career. You run the ship, you run your own life. You know, everyone is unique. Everyone is individual, and everyone lives their life. Everyone goes down a different path in life. If you have someone come up to you saying, oh, and assessing your life and judging you based on your career or based on your relationships with other people, then and you let that affect you, then you're basing your self-worth on what that person thinks of you, when at the end of the day, you know, everyone is on their own path, everyone's on their own journey, and you can't let that one particular person or group of particular people influence in which way you should go in life. Only you know where you want to be in life. And I think a lot of people nowadays are blinded by that. And as I said, people are constantly looking for other people's approval. And I think that mindset and that mentality does need to change. I'm speaking from experience, guys. You know, growing up, you know, in high school, I was constantly looking for other people's approval, trying to fit into different groups in high school and make a lot of friends, because I thought in my mind, the more friends that I make, the more cooler I'll be, and you know, I can fit in. And you know, I didn't have as many friends in high school. You know, I had probably three or four different friends, and you know, sometimes it's better to have real friends than many friends. It's better to have, say, for example, three or four close friends rather than 50 friends that at the end of the day don't really care about you. So, you know, keep the people that do care about you close to you rather than the people that, you know, you're just happy to be friends with because that person's cool. So yeah, guys, it's just about the way you think and surrounding yourself with the right kind of people. And yeah, like I think I've said this on the podcast before, if you surround yourself with the right kind of people, with the people that will tell you to your face and will be honest with you in what you need to do in bettering yourself, and like they truly know what's best for you and just want you to succeed in life and want you to grow. If you have people like that, if you have friends like that in your life, those are the true friends. Fake friends are people that want something out of you. Fake friends are people that will be your friend and will take advantage of you and use you in order to bring to better themselves. So it's important to know who your true friends are, from who your true friends are to who your fake friends are. So I wish I knew that earlier in life. I wish I took that lesson earlier in life in knowing my true friends from my fake friends. But I think now I do have only a few friends, but those friends are my true friends. You know, those people want what's best for me every single day, and I think that's the people you should surround yourself with. So yeah, guys. So I wanted to come on the podcast today to tell you guys a bit about my COVID situation. You know, when I was actually diagnosed with COVID, when the PCR test came back positive, I was like, man, I can't believe I've got COVID. Because I always told myself, oh, you know what? I'm not going to get COVID, you know, I'm one of the lucky people that I'm not going to get COVID, but, no, we all, you know, maybe I jinxed myself by saying that to myself, and that's why I got the virus, but, you know, never think you're not going to get it, you know, you gotta, you know, I feel like, I said this before, I feel like everyone is going to get this virus, everyone's going to get the flu, you know, as careful as we can be. You know, like the only way to avoid getting COVID is to lock yourself at home. And, you know, not many people do that. So, you know, guys, it's inevitable that we're all going to get the virus. It's just about how we mentally prepare ourselves once we do get it and how we handle the situation and just being prepared for it, guys. You know, and it's just, as I said, you know, I'm sure more than half the people watching my video or listening to my podcast right now have had COVID or will yet to have COVID. So it's just about how we prepare ourselves when once we do have it. I've taken a sip of my water, guys. But yeah, I tell you what, I think everyone, you know, because actually there's four people in my friends group that have COVID right now, and I was asking them, like, what symptoms did you get? Some people had little to no symptoms. Other people were like, you know, coughing, sore throat, fever. And I just feel like, you know, everyone that gets COVID, you know, are either, you know, okay, they're not that sick, or they're really sick. So every person's body's different into how they handle the virus and what they go and the symptoms that they go through. So yeah, you know, I think the first couple of days was pretty hard for me, battling the fever, battling the headaches, and now I think battling a bit of, well, the past, I think it was the third or fourth days when my throat started to really become sore. So battling that too, but I think the first couple of days for me personally were very hard going through those symptoms. But like as I said, now I'm pretty much okay. But yeah, guys, you know, the topic I wanted to talk about today is, you know, being aware of people you're surrounded with in everyday life, understanding your self-worth and what you're capable of. And one thing I want to address to you guys, I think it's very important we learn to be happy in life. What I mean by learning to be happy in life is being happy with your career and being happy with the people you've surrounded yourself with. Sorry, guys. You know, a lot of people think, you know, the better the job, the more money they get, you know, they're happy. Some people in life are happy to have a good job that earns them a lot of money. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being happy with earning a lot of money. But at the same time, if that's all you're happy with, if you hate your job, but you're happy that you're earning a lot of money, then you know, all you're doing is being happy that you have, all you're doing is neglecting what you want, neglecting how you feel and how you wake up every day going to work. You're neglecting your own personal feelings for money. You're neglecting your own mental health for money. Because let me tell you, if you hate your job, if you're miserable in your job, then that's going to lead to anger, that's going to lead to depression, that's going to lead to frustration, that's going to lead to being more resentful of people. And that's not healthy. That's not healthy for your mental health. And your mental health, I don't care what anyone says, your mental health is just as important as your physical health, if not more. I think probably your mental health is far more important. Well, they're both important, but but yeah, guys, like, if you're not if you know, wealthy people, you know, there's a common saying, you know, you could have money doesn't buy happiness, and I wholeheartedly believe that statement, that money does not buy happiness. Yes, you can have nice things, but if you're not happy with what you're doing in life or where you're going, if you're not happy with your career, you know, objects are not going to make you happy, you know. It's about being happy within yourself. And the only way you can be happy within yourself is wake up every day looking forward to what the day brings or what your job, what your career brings. See, I'm talking from personal experience because I've worked in the childcare industry for nearly 7 years. And, you know, the last couple of years, I started to not like being in the business. I started to, you know, not want to continue my career. And everyone was telling me, oh, you know, childcare is the only qualification you have. You have to stick to it. You have to stick to it. You know, one day you'll move up the ladder. You'll get promoted. And I'm like, look, it's not about being promoted. It's not about this and that. It's about my happiness. And if I know that I'm not going to be happy, if I know I'm going to continue to be more and more miserable, I've got to change careers. And that's exactly what I did. Because at the end of the day, my happiness was far more important than my job. But I'm not saying for people to just, you know, quit your jobs. No, that's not what I'm saying. Find something that makes you happy. Find a career path that makes you happy, because happiness, your mental health, your happiness is your wealth. You can have all the money in the world, but at the end of the day, money is not going to buy you happiness. Money is not going to make you happy. Only you can make yourself happy by doing the things that you love in life and following your passion and your waking up and doing something that gives you purpose. I think that's the most fulfilling thing anyone could ever do in life is waking up. Sorry, still have a bit of a cough. Waking up every day, doing something that brings meaning to you and that brings a purpose to your life, and like knowing that you're making yourself happy, or you're making other people happy by doing something that means something to you. So, guys, I think that's important. I can't stress that enough, guys. I'm talking from experience, guys, because I've been there. Guys. All right, I'm starting to cough a bit. You know, I wanted to make this podcast short and sweet and tell you guys what was on my mind for the past week and what I've been thinking about. And, yeah, guys, I've actually missed being on the podcast. I've missed speaking to you guys. And as I said, one of the things that make me happy is, you know, doing a podcast, because I love to inform people. I love to inspire people when I can, and I like to help people through difficult situations by relating to some of the difficult situations that I've gone through in life. And this is the whole purpose in why I started a podcast, is to bring inspiration to people, to help people through their struggles, and hopefully topics that I talk about can relate to people on a more deeper level, because probably some experiences that I've gone through, or guest speakers that I've had on my podcast go through, you know, hoping that a listener listening to that, to my podcast, can relate to that situation and learn from that situation in order to make themselves a better person. So that's the whole purpose of my podcast today, guys. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back next week. I might have Renee again on my podcast, see what happens. I've got other guests soon to come on my podcast as well, so I might try and, instead of having one podcast a week, I might try and have two episodes a week to bring more inspiration to you guys, and yeah, all that jazz. Also, this podcast today, I'm also videoing myself talking about these topics, so this podcast will also go on YouTube if you want to watch, look at me, if you want to watch me and listen to me. My YouTube page is Wise Words with Dan, and yeah, guys, really hope you guys took something away from what I've said today, and you know, hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the week. As I said, I've nearly fully recovered now from COVID. I'm really, really happy about that. Just a cough, as you can tell. I get a bit of a cough sometimes, but you know, that's normal. Anyways, guys, take care. Hope you have a wonderful week. Happy Saturday. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Australia Day is coming up next week, guys, so hope you guys are making good plans for that, in order to celebrate. All right, take care, guys. Bye.